text 51551 today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
One of our listeners tweets, Miriam, the rental crisis has destroyed a generation of people, especially those living in Dublin. My pity for professional landlords is zero. That's from Barbara McCarthy. Well, look, GP shortages in general practice are leading to severe pressure on out-of-hours services, with some patients having to travel up to 60 kilometres to access a doctor. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. Morning, Brian. Listen,
morning,
you could
Mary.
Have picked any county, really, apart from your own favourite county, but you went to two areas, and in both of them, new patients, they've significant issues accessing a GP, don't they?
That's right. Both of them in Cork, surprise, surprise. The national picture, I suppose, is that there could be a quarter of a million patients without a GP in the next 5 to 7 years, as shortages combine with planned retirements. So I suppose what that means is that current services, particularly in rural areas, are under pressure. I mean, out of our services are seeing more and more routine cases. Obviously, they should be really for emergency cases, and people moving to areas are having trouble get a GP. So as you said, I went to two areas, Macroom and Middleton, both of them in County Cork, one in the east of the county, and Macroom is in the west. So they are experiencing significant shortages in terms of GP access. And in Macroom, for example, there are reports that patients, this reported in the Irish Times, patients were driving to Cork City and even Killarney to try and see a doctor during normal surgery hours. So first up in this clip is Dr. John O'Riordan. He's been based in Macroom for about 20 years, and this is some of what he's seeing at the front line.
In the town itself, all the practices are closed to new patients. So it's a crisis point, really, for people who are coming to the area and trying to access medical care. Some patients are having to stay with the practices that they've come from and may have to travel quite a significant distance to access their previous GPs, and others are just unable to access daytime GP services. We don't have enough GPs in the Macroom area. We've been unable to attract any new GPs for a number of years now.
Despite the fact they're going to come into a practice, obviously, with quite a good list.
That came to sharp focus recently. One of our colleagues who was single-handed retired, and the HSE were unable to fill that post.
Why is that?
Younger GPs are looking at work-life balance, and they're making decisions based on that. And rural practice involves a significant out-of-hours commitment, and it's just unattractive to younger GPs. Patients who can't access daytime GP services, they're being forced to use the out-of-hours service as a routine GP service.
And I'd imagine it's not just Cork.
No, I think this is a national issue, and
let's say you're Minister for Health for a day, what would you do?
First of all, acknowledge that there is a crisis, and secondly, there needs to be a radical overhaul of the out-of-hours service nationally.
If I as a family move to this local area, how will I get access to a GP?
Locally, I can't see any way of finding a GP. I know that people are travelling to other areas such as Mallow or Killarney where they are accessing GP care, but as it stands, you can't access care at the moment.
Dr. John O'Riordan there from Macroom. Brian, so all the GPs are full to new patients, and I assume then this must be putting pressure on out-of-hours services in the area.
That's it, exactly. What's happening is that the out-of-hours services, which is an emergency service really, people are using it for routine visits, and it's obviously not ideal. It puts extra workload on GPs who are providing those services. But I suppose it also negates the continuity of care you might get with your own GP, because there may be different locums and so what in place. And many people I spoke to said these issues are only likely to increase. There's an estimated 700 GPs, for example, due to retire, so that's an issue. And then there's a policy now of moving more care into the community, which many people would welcome, chronic illnesses, for example. But obviously, that, along with extending free GP services, will have an impact. Now, I met one person in Macroom, moved back recently with quite a young family, and they just assumed, really, that they would be able to get access to a GP. It's especially concerning in their case because their son has some ongoing medical issues which need to be addressed. The nearest GP now is 20 kilometres away. And I suppose, as I said, the last thing on their mind was that they wouldn't be able to get a doctor.
We just went to the local clinic and went in there and picked the one we thought would be the nicest, and we soon realised that there's they told us that we won't have any success.
Your youngest child is 4.
That's correct, yeah. And he's got, you know, minor medical issues, but things that need to be addressed and looked at and monitored and so forth like that, you know.
So what does that mean for you then? You have to get in the car and drive?
We have to get in the car and drive, but we'd have to get in the car and drive, but it's just further.
So why do you think there's a lack of doctors?
Well, the irony of it is as they're rolling out the free GP services, it immediately means there'll be no GP services. It seems kind of crazy that, you know, we don't have a medical card or we don't qualify or anything like that. And in any case, but now we're in a situation where we just can't get a doctor, family doctor.
So for your 4-year-old would be able to avail of free GP care?
Yes.
But that's all very well if you can get to a GP.
That's correct, yeah. You can't get a GP now.
What about the out-of-hour service? Have you had reason to use that and what's it like?
No, we haven't used that. And I think that's part of the reason why we haven't gone further afield, because if we go further afield, then the after-hour service will be further away as well and everything associated with that. So in the case of emergency, we'd be more cut out. So we're kind of pressing to see can we get somewhere local if at all possible. So we haven't tried, but we're just waiting to see if there's any possibility, I suppose. We've been advised to talk to our local politician and so forth like that.
Talk to your local politician if you want to get a doctor.
Yes. Some country. It's crazy. What ties in with it as well is that the public transport, when I left here in the late 80s, I suppose it was coming towards the end of a bad recession. But back then there was buses and there was everything. There was good public services. But now there's after this last recession, when I come back, it just seems like the place is completely isolated. There's no way to get anywhere.
So, Brian, that's Macroom, one mm-hmm. patient and doctor's experience. It's not just West Cork is an issue, though. I think you also went to East Cork.
And East Cork is an area, Miriam, that's doing very well. It's been helped by large pharmaceutical plants nearby. It's connected by good rail services to Cork City. So quite a desirable area to live in. But if you do move to East Cork, you need to be prepared for the fact that in the capital of East Cork, if you like, Middleton, you will find it very, very difficult to get a GP there as well. Their issue is that the population has increased hugely. It's continued to keep increasing over the next decade, and they probably have in and around the same number of GPs they had 20 years ago. So this is Dr. Mike Thompson. He's been consistently highlighting the issues of out-of-hour services and access to GPs for some time.
It's a great place to work, eat, travel, go to school, play sport. And yet we are struggling with our general practice in East Cork and have been for the last 15 years. The population in East Cork when South Dock started was 41,000. It is now 63,000 and is expected to double from the 2005 figure in the next 6 years. However, the GPs in 2005, we had 27 whole-time equivalents, and as of this morning, we had 30 whole-time equivalents. So it means that after we've done a busy day of work, oftentimes facilitating appointments as best we can, patients who have been unable to access during the day will turn up at South Dock, where they're meeting a doctor who's tired.
So South Dock, which is the out-of-hour service, essentially, yes. Who should that be treating ideally?
Yeah, so interesting, of the 23,000 that we saw last year, 80% were routine calls.
So these are people who should be seeing their GP during a normal working day.
In fairness to them, they can't access their GP.
So with this huge population increase in areas like this, what does it mean for somebody who wants to get access to their local GP?
In East Cork, you can't. I'm not aware of a practice in East Cork taking patients at the moment.
So then pulling back the focus, you would say from the outside looking in, an area where there is a huge demand for GP services, why are there not GPs moving to the area?
It's a fantastic question. It's the out-of-hours commitment. There is a paradigm shift in our newer GPs. They have different expectations of what they will do and provide in general practice. Of the 194 graduates per year, a third are emigrating. Only 2% of them have indicated that they will open up a single practice, which is going to have massive implications for the 40% of people that live in rural Ireland.
Dr. Mike Thompson, then. Now, Brian, you have had a response from the Department of Health and the HSE.
Essentially, the Department of Health say they're aware of the challenges. In Macroom, for example, the HSE has twice advertised a GP vacancy. Obviously, hasn't had any luck. There's a locum in place. There is a commitment to undertake a fundamental review of the contractual framework of GP services nationally. Now, the HSE say that there are 24 GMS panels with almost vacancies nationally. So that's just about 1%, they say. So they say say the figures aren't quite as bleak as people would be painting. South Dock has been additionally resourced, though, to provide locums for Sunday shifts. So they have made significant investments there. And they say that the commitment needed from Macroom GPs could be reduced further because they are putting supports in place there in Macroom.
Ron, as ever, thanks so much. I'll bring you two texts just in relation to your piece. I'm living in Meath since 2005, waiting list for a doctor because I have a medical card. So I actually travel to Dublin when I need the doctor. And another listener says, I just moved to Wicklow Town. I cannot get a GP and you won't be accepted outside your locality there either. That's from Bernadette. We'll take a break.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.